Through his role as Christ or Messiah, Jesus fulfills God's covenant promises to his people. One way that the Bible calls attention to this is by comparing Jesus to Adam, the first man. How is Jesus' role as Christ similar to Adam's role as the first human being?
Adam, as our head, our representative of the entire human race, is, as all of God's creatures, to be obedient, to be faithful. We are the creatures. We are the ones who are to obey our Creator, to serve Him and to obey Him and love Him in every area of our life. In his disobedience, he brought with it sin and death and judgment. The only way for that to be reversed is we need God to do the remedy for us, and to do so through another Adam, through another human. And so we have the strong emphasis on God will provide one like an Adam through these various prophet, priests, and kings, ultimately culminating in our Lord Jesus Christ, who, and you think of in the Gospels, he has come to do the will of God. He has come to obey. Galatians 4 says that he was born of a woman, born under the law, to obey all of the law. Well, why is that necessary? Because he has to undo what Adam did. By his obedience, and we think of this not just in terms of his life, but his life is important here too. By his obedience, sometimes we call this his active obedience, he fulfills all the requirements of the law for us. By his obedience supremely in his death, Philippians 2, he obeys even unto death on the cross. He is then, by virtue of that work, by virtue of that obedience as our king, as our priest, he is exalted to God's right hand. It's not as if he wasn't king before and Lord before. He's always been that as God the Son, yet he is God the Son incarnate by his work, and he has to, through his humanity, be obedient, to be faithful, to do that on our behalf so that he can win for us our salvation.
Jesus is our representative. He is our substitute. He is the last Adam, the second man. And therefore, as Adam was tempted in the garden, so the last Adam, too, must be tempted by the serpent. If he is to represent us, he must be tempted in every way like we are tempted. Otherwise, he is not our substitute. Scripture is very clear that at no point in the course of his ministry did Jesus fall into sin. He was sinless. He was without sin in thought, in word, in deed.
The scriptures profile the Lord Jesus Christ as fully human and in every way just like us, except that he was sinless. It's very important for us to appreciate the significance of that singular distinction. Where Adam had failed to provide a life of perfect obedience, Jesus Christ fulfilled that. And so it was in his ability to lead a sinless life that he became the second Adam, the paradigmatic new opportunity for a fresh start for humanity. So whether you look at it in terms of him becoming the second Adam or becoming the perfect and adequate sacrifice for sin, the sinlessness of Christ is critically important and a very important element of the good news about the Messiah.